If their journey of 1,000 miles began with one step, it ended with a couple of dozen hugs.
You can hug them now.
Congratulations. Thank you. Sorry about it, you guys. You guys did a great job.
The members of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition completed the final strokes of an 8-mile paddle into stiff headwinds. Their trip across Pensacola Bay to the Gulf Islands National Seashore took them several hours longer than they had planned.
We kind of underestimated the length of our paddle, and we thought we were done, and we still had 3 miles to go. And just so happened that the tide had switched to be running out hard against our bows, and the wind was against us, and there were times we were digging in, giving it all our strength, and only going a mile and a half an hour. So,
Expedition founder and photographer Carlton Ward Jr. says it took a lot of work to reach the end of the trail.
It was a slow last 3 miles, but I guess fitting. Can't be too easy coming off a 70-day trek.
The group had just finished paddling the Escambia River, helping to trap and release a prehistoric-looking fish called an alligator gar. These mammoth gars have been in serious decline because of the damming of rivers where they breed. The group then kayaked the Perdido River, which forms the boundary between Florida and Alabama, before settling into Pensacola Bay.
So it's right here on the far western edge of the corridor, but it's also on the Gulf of Mexico. And from the beginning, the Gulf has been a primary theme of this entire trek. And so to end here, it's really a great opportunity to illustrate the connection from all these coastal headwaters and coastal forest.
But all is not so quiet in this corner of Florida. Signs of the military are all around. The Navy's Blue Angels serenaded the group during one of their paddles, and they hiked through the massive Eglin Air Force Base with the sounds of bombing runs in the distance. Eglin is a central link in a million-acre wildlife corridor connecting the privately owned Nagusee Plantation to the east and Blackwater River State Park to the north, which in turn connects with the Kaneka National Forest in Alabama. And even after 2.5 months on the road, through freezing cold and endless miles, expedition biologist Joe Guthrie says he feels inspired.
The main things that I've come to understand, part of Florida that I had no understanding of before, you know, and watching the seasons change, you understand Florida. I don't know, it's like finding a first edition of a book that no one else has access to, and you have a map in your mind of the state now, and that's more complete for me now.
I definitely have the best job in the world, and I will miss that sorely, you know, in the coming months.
Mallory Likes Dimmitt is the expedition's leader. The night before the finale, around the campfire at Big Lagoon State Park, I asked her about what's next.
Ultimately, you know, our goal is to help inspire people to want to keep Florida wild, and I hope that we've been able to do that on this 70 days, but as Carlton and others have said, you know, our work really just begins here, and we look forward to sort of the next phase of the challenge.
Their trip ended near Fort Pickens. It's a red brick fort built in the 1830s and held prisoners such as the famed Apache chief Geronimo and the son of Cochise. The group spoke to about 60 people gathered in a nearby pavilion. It ended with a word of thanks from Deborah Keller of the Nature Conservancy.
All of you for the sacrifice you've made personally for 70 days away from whatever your normal life is and your families to do this for the state of Florida, because you've been able to bring together diverse groups, environmental organizations, incredible partners, legislators, you know, people that we don't even know about yet, and a common vision of what Florida can be. Hats off to you. It's been an honor to travel and be around with you, and I think we all owe them a huge debt of gratitude.
So what happens now? After all, their vision of a connection between the state's remaining wild areas remains a work in progress.
You know, in my mind, really our work is obviously just beginning, and that we want to continue to promote the Florida Wildlife Corridor, to tell the story of the corridor and all the people who make it real, and make sure that we're just inspiring more and more people each day to want to make it ultimately a projected reality. And so that's my goal.
And Carlton Ward says his hopes for getting the lion's share of the Amendment 1 money recently passed in a statewide referendum are fading.
It's been amazing and a privilege to travel with Joe and Mallory all this way and to be able to bear witness to this story. But while we're out here, the state lawmakers are in session, and I can't help but think that there's still not enough appreciation and emphasis on protecting these remaining wild places, because in the next few years, if we don't make some moves, some of these connections are gone.
So it looks in many ways like their thousand-mile journey is just beginning. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.
Support for Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition Reports comes from the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay.